producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Where did we start on YouTube, Super Don? Remember that a couple of years ago? I mean, I've been doing broadcast media since 99. We got syndicated in 2002. And then it took us till 2000 and... What is it, 15, 13, 12 or 13 to finally have a YouTube channel? We are slackers. Hell, look out. We're so old. We're not a millennial anymore. I don't think we ever were, but you know what I mean. But what started it was the inadvertent catching of the chemtrails being sprayed at 31,000 feet. I got back, I think it was a health event or a conference in Baltimore. I was flying back along the East Coast at the time. And I saw these two planes outside the window spraying. I was like, dude, I got to catch this. And then the technology finally caught up with me. I had a phone that could automatically upload it to YouTube. And then people were interested in the issue of chemtrails. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool one day if I was up in the plane again and I could see planes similar to that that had contrails that were not chemtrails. And lo and behold, on my way back from a trip, I think it was the last trip, I caught it. It was beautiful. Two planes heading toward each other at about the same elevation we were, near 35,000 feet. And you see the little trails behind them, not dissipating, but disappearing almost as fast as they were made. Did you watch it yet, Super Don? So on the channel there?
I did, yes. I did.
I mean, I know they're a little smaller. They're in the distance, but I think you can still see them.
Yes, but just distinctly different than what you saw in the first video.
I mean,
there was dissipation. I mean, you know, it went away.
Yeah.
And the other one, there was just lines everywhere, right?
Right, and they start spreading out. Soon you have a mist over the entire area. And with a contrail, it's just like a condensation or what they call a vapor trail. And it's there and it's gone. And I don't know why people have such a hard time figuring out the difference. So you have a visual.
Atmospheric differences within the layer of the whatever. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
They've always got an explanation of some sort, right?
If you're spewing out debris, including heavy metals and other things that are going to reflect light, you're going to see that. It's going to stay up there. It's going to start spreading out. And you'll see, again, look at the distinct difference between what's happening behind the planes in the video we did a couple of years ago and the video I did just the other day. And, you know, spread that around to your friends that say, oh, there's no difference. It's all contrails.
And you know what? I just wanted to tell you, when you asked when we started doing YouTube,
yep.
I actually went back and found the very first YouTube video that we put up was on October 16th, 2009.
Okay, so it wasn't as bad as I thought.
No. That was back in the day when you were actually on with Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Oh, right. There's some YouTubes with Savage, right? I don't know. Did we actually put up some Savage audio on that or not? I don't remember.
Right after that was when we went after Dean Adell. You remember that?
Oh, Dean, the Edsel? He's no longer
Edsel,
around.
Yes.
Right.
If you go on YouTube and you do a search for Robert Scott Bell, there's a lot of really cool stuff on there that we haven't thought about in many years.
Yeah, so sign up for email. I don't know if they do email alerts, but they'll sometimes pop up YouTube, give you update. If you
subscribe
can,
to the channel.
Yeah, RSL Media Channel on YouTube. We've linked it up, hopefully in the show notes, what Ed's working on, as well as, of course, on social media. We put it up at RSL Media on Twitter. If you want to follow Super Don, it is at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don. There you go. So anyway, I find that fascinating. And then we have geoengineering discussions at the United States Health Freedom Congress last week in Minnesota, too. So there's a lot more to discuss on that. But yeah, let me know. Put your comments up, or if you have videos yourself, we want to see them. We want to hear about them, and we'll cover it some more. Now, back to what some people consider the scientific realm, right? Sometimes there are scientific breakthroughs that are genuine. You go, whoa, wow, didn't know that. More often than not, though, somebody's investing in science that you go, what the heck were they thinking? And you know what that means. Yep, it's time for today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Nutter Butters Are Really Vegetables. No, they're not. The headline reads, more fruits, veggies in youth linked to healthy heart decades later. No, we had assumed that the more they ate Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ding-Dongs, that they were going to have healthier hearts later. Super Don, who pays for this?
That's right. You know, you just got to have just, what is it they say? A black Halloween Whopper a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it gets the poo green.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, we were talking about Halloween costumes last hour.
Right.
There is an actual Halloween costume out there for couples where one person dresses up as the black Whopper.
Yeah.
And the other person is dressed up as green poop.
No way. That one I didn't see. So
you want to see
one
that? We'll post that on Facebook. I promise. Right. I'm not lying.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's creative. Young adults who eat the most fruits and vegetables have the least calcified plaque buildup in their arteries decades later, which indicates a reduced risk of heart disease. What? No cholesterol discussion? How is that? Most dietary studies out there on things like fruits and vegetables or healthy fats are all in an older population, said lead author Dr. Michael Medema of Minneapolis Heart Institute. Can we call him Funky Cold Medema? Would that be his nickname? It seems
nice.
Yeah, it seems intuitive that the same dietary advice would hold for younger people. Well, duh. But there hasn't been a direct study of youthful diet and coronary plaque decades later. You know, this is just incredible. They you know, pay for this stuff. It's like, well, we weren't sure, but I guess now we can officially say, don't eat junk food, right? U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends 4 servings of vegetables, 3 servings of fruit daily for active men and most women, and we won't say anything about GMOs. So what do we say here? Was there another study? Maybe there's another one that's similar to that. Let's see here. What's this one?
I believe there's one having to do with sugar.
Ooh, yeah, this one's good. Cutting sugar. This is on healthfinder.gov. Check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've talked about sugar being poison. I mean, it's just crack. It's food crack. And I'm talking about refined sugar, right? Not the sugars that naturally occur. It's a whole different story. Cutting sugar from diet boosts kids' health immediately. Immediately. You know, you want your kid to do something immediately? Just take sugar from their diet and look what happens immediately. They get well. Though the calories remain the same, obese children saw better blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels. Wait a second. You mean it isn't all about calories? You could be eating the same amount of calories and you can get healthier? What's up with that?
What does sugar have to do with blood pressure?
Well, of course, sugar impacts a lot of things within the cardiovascular system. And the response, of course, the clogging of the arteries relates to a sugar or insulin response, not cholesterol. Cholesterol is a long way down the list of things that are causing heart disease. So this blood pressure also is an issue in these kids when they're on crack diets, basically high sugar diets. The diet caused immediate reductions in their high blood pressure and improvement in their blood sugar and cholesterol levels, investigators find. Now, if you have abnormally high cholesterol for you and your family, it is because your liver is congested. We talk about fatty liver. You eat like McDonald's for every day for a month, like Morgan Spurlock did in Super Size Me, and you will see your liver look like that of someone with, what is it when you drink a long time and you have that kind of liver? Cirrhosis, right?
fatty liver. Sure.
Fatty liver, right? And that can happen on a high sugar diet as well. So it's immediate. And this reminds me too, Super Don, of the study we talked about out of Scandinavia, where they simply went organic for a couple of weeks, and all the pesticide residues they could detect in the urine, they disappeared that quickly, especially in the kids.
I'm sorry, but that's just anecdotal, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry.
Anecdotal crack sugar stories. This was published, by the way, in the journal Obesity. The journal Obesity published this story October 27th, so it's very recent. Speaking of recent as well, our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health also have a big story about attack on brain supplements. I don't know if you saw this one. Basically, and I haven't seen this one before today, so I'm a little behind the eight ball on it, but there's an attack on a supplement called Picamillin, a safe supplement combining the natural substances GABA and vitamin B3. And this attack is spearheaded by the Attorney General of Oregon.
It's one of my favorite bands, actually. Yeah.
Which one?
GABA. Well,
GABA? There's a band named GABA?
You are the dancing queen.
That's ABBA. Open your ears. I need to give you an ear candle. I said ABBA, not GABA.
Oh, sorry.
No, GABA, not ABBA. Now you got me confused. And guess who? Our favorite Senator Claire McCaskill.
I thought you said ABBA. All right. Never mind.
Democrat from Missouri, orchestrating this with the Food and Drug Administration. Because you and I both know the FDA has the power to move against any supplement that is dangerous. So why the hell is Congress getting involved? Why they have a state attorney general getting involved on this? And the question is, could there be some other drug that it might compete with if we allow this to happen? We don't want anything to compete with drugs, do we? And this thing's doing good work for brains.
From what I understand, it's an Alzheimer's drug that might be in question here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is the thing. When there is a drug and there's a supplement that does something similar, the FDA surreptitiously, check that word out, moves against the supplement manufacturer to protect the market for the monopoly pharmaceutical drug or even vaccine. That's when they went after ear candles a few years ago because of the vaccine for ear infections, an indirect vaccine for ear infections. We had Doc Harmony on. They actually sued all the way up to the Supreme Court, interestingly enough. So, all right, folks, we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Where are we? I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, but that's okay. I got a question of the day I didn't get to, and we're going to do it in the next segment. And then, chemicals and personal care products. Do they really stimulate cancer more than they used to think? Could Robert Scott Bell be right again? Look out, folks. Tell your friends. Coming back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
How's my laid-back Tuesday evening radio broadcast working? How's this experiment working? It's our experiment. Not a moment of duh, a moment of, relax.
I think we should change our bumper music for the rest of the hour to maybe some kind of like smooth jazz or something.
You think so? Yeah, it's a different energy. Listen, I've been going at it for 8 days, out and about. I've earned this. I've earned
you a hard time. Just giving you a hard time. Look, everybody who's listened to this show for any amount of time knows you are, and you have earned the moniker of the hardest working man in Health Talk Radio. You're doing everything, going everywhere.
How often do we do encores? Seldomly, you know.
Very seldom. Yeah. In fact, you know, let's be honest. When a holiday is coming up, it's like a pained tone in the conversation with you because I don't know. Maybe we can go live. I realize, right. You know, it's Christmas, but right. I don't know.
I'm Bob Humbug because I make you the hardest working man in radio production.
Oh, well, you know.
And that was before you expanded.
A little bit of time once in a while, but that's most true. Holidays, with the exception of like Christmas and New Year's, we're usually on the air.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. We don't take Hanukkah off.
Even on Arbor Day.
Yeah, right. I know. And we were here on Thanksgiving Day, Canada. So that counts for
me. That's right, which is Columbus Day, which I still don't quite understand if there's a connection there or not.
Right. Well, let's go to the comment of the day. Hi, RSV. This past week was a memorable week for me. I met Dr. Batar, protested at the CDC, and listened to amazing speeches by many fearless souls fighting for truth, transparency, and freedom. It was a shame that there were not thousands more people fighting for our rights, but it was an honor to stand next to parents from Mississippi, California, Texas, Michigan, North Carolina, and many other states across our nation. The unity among the various religions gave me hope that humanity could look beyond the color of our skin to work towards a common goal
to save our children from the corruption and greed of the government and pharmaceutical industries. We must continue to awake the masses and show those in power that we are united and will not go away. Thanks for being a part of my awakening, Michelle. Michelle, that's a great message. It's a hopeful message. It's an uplifting message. Don't know how long it'll last, though, but you know how it is with humanity. We're a tribal species. We tend to divide along some lines. Some people say racial lines because it's easy to see differently. The star-bellied sneeches of Dr. Seuss fame, remember that? Or could it be when we have a common enemy, suddenly we align, we look past our differences, and we get together? And it seems like the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan, Tony Muhammad, and others coming together with our Christian and Jewish brothers and people from all backgrounds, walks of life, religions, and colors of skin to align against the evil perpetrated by our government, medical, media, industrial complex when it comes to the vaccine dangers and autism. And that's what we see happening today. So it's not an impossible feat. It can happen. Unfortunately, it tends to only happen when there's an outside enemy that we can all align against. Why, dare I ask, can't we come together when there's not a common enemy? Just because it's a cool thing to do, because it's the right thing to do. Can we do that? Can we live up to that potential? Or am I asking for too much, Super Don? I know I can't. I'm an idealist on some level, but I realize it might be a step too far.
You know, you got to keep a positive attitude on these things because, I mean, that is what makes the difference. You know, without that, then we're lost. So, yes, I appreciate and I share your vision on that.
Yep. Well, and the thing is, I recognize we all have different experiences. If you have lighter skin or if you're pigmentally challenged like some of us, we don't have as much pigment. You have a different background history as well than those who have lots of pigment, darker skin. And, you know, we will never understand that experience necessarily in this lifetime, although if you understand the concept of reincarnation, you may have been another color in another lifetime. You may have been the slave holder or the captor or the slave and vice versa, and that goes on and on and on. It's circle of life that might be a little different than you considered before. You know, the question is, at what point do you stop, you know, the cycle and say, I'm not gonna participate anymore? I realize that soul is what's inside, right? It isn't about, you know, the color of your skin, even the religion you claim. For me, it's about those who love life, who love spirit, love God, whatever it is. They live a life that you know you're uplifted when you're in their presence. And that can happen to any, and from any human, no matter what their background is. And that's part of our message here when we talk health, freedom, and healing liberty, Super Don, and you know it too.
Indeedy-doo.
Indeedy-doo. All right, I was waiting for that rhyme. All right, chemicals in personal care products. Are they harmless, benign? Because they're only at parts per million, right? That's been the argument. Well, it looks like RSB vindicated again. We're going to talk about it on the other side of this break. Get out your deodorant now.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, I'm seeing the pictures now. You got the Halloween Whopper, the Black Whopper, and the Green Poo costume for Halloween. That is very creative. If you go as a couple, that's a perfect couple. Huh? The black bund Whopper, the Green Poo, and then if you have a third person, you know, that third rail, third wheel, coming with you on a Halloween date, just have him dress as Mr. Burger King. That's scary. That's a scary costume, Burger King costume.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, I gotta ask a question here. If you look at this costume, they make the woman dress up as the poo, and the guy gets to be the Whopper. Why is that?
I don't know. I think that it's some kind of strange role-playing game. I don't want to, you know, judge them too harshly.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, a little
don't know what to make of that.
There.
Right. Yeah, perhaps. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Could I be right again? This is a question about chemicals and personal care products. Now, as I've talked about the damage caused by eating food that's not grown organically. Recognizing that, yes, even organic food is not pure and clean. There's nothing in this environment that has not been somewhat contaminated. Okay, I acknowledge that. But reduction of the quantity, much less diversity of synthetic chemistry coming into your body is a good thing. As we talked about, even eliminating sugar, instantly you see how that benefits you or your child. Now they're talking about chemicals and personal care products. And those chemicals, which we've been railing against for years, telling you it ain't good, even though it's hardly there, right? There's no there there. Yes, there is. It's not much, but it's cumulative, and it's how they interact. The headline reads here. Can you hear I'm laid back? I'm so laid back tonight. It's ridiculous. And I don't think I did CBD today at all.
And Jack Nicklaus is just hitting a par 3 on hole 4 of the...
Say it. Say, I hope I'm not putting anybody to sleep. I'm not relaxed, right? Chemicals in personal care products may stimulate cancer more than thought, right? Because they always thought, well, yeah, paraben's probably not good, but they don't really cause cancer, right? And these parabens in a lot of personal care products, that's what you'll see in a health food store, a lot of things will say paraben-free, right? There's a reason for that. A new study was done on human breast cancer cells growing in lab dishes, and it's, well, unclear, they say, whether these chemicals called parabens act the same in the human body, right? So that's the difference between in vitro and in vivo. But they've shown in previous lab experiments that, and even animal studies, they mimic the activity of the hormone named estrogen. Estrogen, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, meaning that they can bind to receptors in the body to which estrogen normally binds. And the problem with that is it causes cells to multiply. So that can increase the likelihood of breast cancer. Now, I don't say this in a vacuum because there's loads of other things there, but this study actually then proves my point that it's not one thing, it's everything. By the way, this came out of UC Berkeley. Interesting. Parabens, chemical preservatives, that's what they are. Preservatives, what are they designed to do? Interestingly enough, kill things. Preservatives are trying to kill things to make you, supposedly, not harmed by things that might grow in them. But in the meantime, they neglect that those things that kill things also kill you. And they're in shampoos, body lotions, sunscreens, you name it. Now, parabens, estrogen links, we talked about it. They said, oh, they're safe. They're just like estrogen. Like estrogens are safe at any level from any form in any synthetic combination. But the reason that they have kind of been able to claim a little bit of that is because previous studies were all done by themselves. They never looked at things together. Well, let's look at the paraben. Well, it doesn't seem to be doing much. Maybe if we get a high enough dose, it could do something, but no, not a real problem. So they get away with the, it's only at parts per million. You guys are just nature lovers. It's a fallacy. Parabens can't be harmful. But what happens when you test parabens with other compounds? Because let me ask you this, Super Don. When's the last time you bought a bottle of paraben shampoo? I mean, the shampoo, all it was a paraben. This is just paraben to wash your hair.
Just paraben?
Like, yeah, just paraben.
Paraben?
A bottle of paraben. And I don't mean paraffin wax. I said parabens.
Paraben.
Not happening.
I don't know.
Can I have a bottle of sunscreen? Yeah, I want the one that's 100% parabens. No, that's not what's happening. What's happening is that you've mixed that paraben with thousands, if not hundreds, but thousands of other chemical compounds. What happens when you do that? Well, that's when they started studying and saying, uh-oh, we could be having a problem here. Remember, the LD1 of something and the LD1 of another doesn't equal LD2. It might equal LD50. That is, the lethal dose to kill one person might turn into the lethal dose to kill 50 people when you add another compound, another independent chemical like parabens. So in the new study published just today in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, researchers focused on the effects of parabens when mixed with one additional compound, a type of growth factor called herogulin that has also been linked to breast cancer cell growth. And when they did, the 1 plus 1 equaled 100. In other words, the scientists found that when they added herogulin, they could drop the level of parabens by 100 times, and the cancer cells would still multiply faster than those without herogulin. So just having a fraction of that percentage. Remember, parts per million. Oh, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. Robert's just an alarmist. He's an orthorexic paraben hater, right? That you just combine, because, like I said, no product on earth has only parabens. Not that that would be a good product, but you know what I'm saying? Then they say, well, parabens are fine alone. Start mixing them with something else and look at that hundredfold, thousandfold potency that results in stimulating cancer cell growth compared with that which is only exposed to parabens. So parabens in the company of other synthetic chemicals increase breast cancer cell proliferation. Hello? Underarm deodorant? You better check if you got parabens in that underarm deodorant, much less the antiperspirants that have aluminum. This is becoming more and more obvious, and nothing at the Komen Race for the Cure, the Pinktober that happens, talks about the danger of parabens in combination with anything, much less by themselves. At least I haven't seen the Komen Race for the Non-Cure bring this up.
No, in fact, I'll bet you there's probably quite a few products out there that are painted pink for that one special month of the year that probably have parabens in them.
Oh, yeah. How many lipsticks? Pink lipstick, right, for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Pink cosmetics of all kinds containing parabens that actually enhance breast cancer with the combination of chemicals that are in those end-used products. What are the safe levels of parabens? Does a safe level even exist? Once again,
more research is needed, they say.
Right. Send us money. We need more money for more research. And then, of course, cancer. Cancer is the result. And this article, Cancer Hits Americans in the Wallet, study finds. This should be an extended moment of duh at this point. The first one, I grant you, not everybody knows about how parabens are exacerbating other chemicals or how parabens are exacerbated by other chemicals. But cancer hitting Americans in the wallet, were you under the impression, Super Don, that cancer was a low-cost scenario?
No. In fact, it seems to be getting more and more expensive. I mean, we just covered recently the story of Mr. Shkreli, who's mm-hmm. taking the cancer drugs and making them, you know, $750 per pill. It's mm-hmm. not cheap at all.
No, and in this case, they're saying if you have cancer, you're likely to miss 5 weeks of work in the first year. And, of course, you'll see your family income decline by 20%. It's like, you know, there's all these reasons why you don't want to manifest cancer in your body that is treated by the oncological monopoly, because they will devastate you to the point where you can't function or to the point where you're no longer on this planet. Again, our Ryan, our guest last hour, talked about his motivation for getting into what he does, like Ty Bollinger. Dad died of cancer, or the treatment for cancer. So there's a lot of reasons, you know, you'd say not to get cancer, like anybody wants to get cancer, but the reality is if they're duped into believing that they can live however they want to, can eat whatever they want to, they don't have to exercise, they don't have to clean up their water, which, by the way, you know, one of the things molecular hydrogen can do is just so extraordinary by taking out those inflammatory components and, you know, taking those superoxidative radicals, if you will, and converting them to water, the hydroxyl radicals, and getting them on out. Have you thought about getting the Echo water yet? I mean, seriously. Go to robertswater.com. Now, Paul came out with the Echo 9, which is 35% more hydrogen being produced per use. It's extraordinary. Now, you can turn your water into medicine. Awesome. So the cost of cancer, and no, I don't think anybody's under the illusion that it's an expensive endeavor, but when you don't consider that you're going to lose money just because you can't work, I don't know why this is even an article. I mean, I think it's sort of obvious to me.
But listen, all of these articles, when they come out with these things, there's always an agenda behind it. I mean, mm-hmm. we know this. And most
yeah.
people who, you know, have spent any time looking into how the media works and how the news cycle goes.
Sure.
There's a reason why they're doing this, you know. They say here that with the data that they've got, that the average U.S. adult that gets mm-hmm. diagnosed with cancer mm-hmm. is going to miss 5 weeks of work.
Yeah.
So they're taking that into account. And they're saying that the total family income will decline on average by 20%. So, you know, I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about being out of work because you're getting chemotherapy or surgery or something, and you're having to pay for the drugs and the treatment which I guess equates to 20% of your total family income.
So you're down by 40%.
So what is it they're going after here? I mean, if you think about it, in this presidential cycle, what is one of the big things that's on the cutting table right now? It's the price of drugs, right? This is what Bernie Sanders is talking about. This is what Hillary Clinton is talking about. So there's this push going on behind the scenes to go after the pharmaceutical industry by way of the insurance companies and Medicare and all this stuff to try and bring the price of drugs down. So what is this article up here for? It's just another bullet point on the agenda of the, well, pretty much the Democrats, going after the cost of you know, drugs and prescriptions and trying to get the government involved and some other type of a subsidy of some sort to get the, you know, the American taxpayers to foot the bill for the pharmaceutical industry, who's going to keep plowing ahead and charging the same thing for the drugs, and we're all going to be paying for it.
Hey, Bernie, you want to save some money for the people? Free up all the healers to heal. Eradicate the FDA, allow all natural substances to come on the market and compete with drugs. They can't pretend to be what they're not, but they get the American people, well, the freedom again to choose the health care that's right for them. Freedom. It's not scary. It's the answer to the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, it's almost nap time. Woo-hoo! Or night time it is. I got to break down equipment, pack for another trip, heading to Slamasota. And then Tampa. Tampa, I want to see you at Abby's Health and Nutrition. We're all the Robert Scott Bell Show fans out there. You love liberty. You love health freedom. You like it? We love it. We like getting together at Abby's Thursday evening, the 29th of October. And then after that, we've got another, lecture coming up, and that's going to be at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida, and that's coming up. Let's see, do we have the date on that in the notes? I think so. Here it is. Yeah. It is November the 7th, the Saturday afternoon. My one day off, I have to work because I have to bring some healing to the people. It's all right. It's a good mitzvah, and we'll do that. Check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We did mention the Cal Jam. California Jam 2016. I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there. There'll be a lot more people we'll be announcing soon. And we'll talk to Billy D about that. You don't have to be a doctor of chiropractic to go. We're going to rock the health world, literally, from Southern California, if it's still there in 2016. Just saying. Let's see now. What do we want to end on? Can we get our nerd on, Super Don? You were just mentioning...
Whenever
to
we
on,
can, yes.
Yeah. You were just mentioning to me like the supercut, not a haircut, but the supercut of the new Star Wars trailer, right?
Yeah, that thing is awesome. And what happened was this guy, he took all of the available footage from all of the trailers and put it together in one trailer, and it just makes the hair on your arm stand up. It's just, I cannot wait for Christmas time to go see the new movie.
Hope it's good. Now, remember, there was a certain point where the Millennium Falcon got caught in a tractor beam, right, of the Death Star?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember which one that was.
Right. But,
is that the first one? No.
Second one, I think, yeah. But Star Trek, they also had tractor beams. And evidently, they've invented one. British scientists, because all the bad guys, remember, they have a British accent in Star Wars, so it's perfect. The scientists in Great Britain have established a sound wave that acts like sonic tweezers that can pick up and move objects. And I'm reading this thing on the break. I'm going, Super Don, dude, I'm getting my nerd on. This is really cool. Because ancient astronaut theorists, I always like saying that, you see these shows where they speculate on how did they do things well before there was any technology. And I'm thinking they might have been able to manipulate sound, because they're actually showing proof of concept here with utilizing sound waves to be able to move objects. Could that be how they moved, you know, those big pyramid things that were like, you know,
right.
3,000 right. tons, right? They couldn't explain what it was. Was it, you know, the Psychic Friends Network, or was there a technology that could do it? They didn't have cranes and petrochemical belching tractors and that move stuff. Then they said, well, it was a zillion slaves that pulled this stuff up on ropes. I doubt that. I dispute that. I think there were
stories.
It would, but I think now they're starting to catch on to this ancient technology that may have existed. You can tell me I'm wrong. I don't know. Just speculating here. But the sound, read this article. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They actually are using sound waves to move stuff now. They've actually developed this. This is really cool. So I think we're going to be opening up some new stuff. Now, the question is, how much energy does it take to produce these sound waves? Because we still got the issue of the decline of peak oil. And I know a lot of people say, well, there's plenty of time left. Well, affordability becomes another matter. And even if it's still available, if it's at $300, $400, $500 a barrel, good luck that you're going to be able to afford it, unless you're, I don't know, Donald Trump, maybe. Speaking of Trump, has he said anything funny recently?
Him and Ben Carson are going back and forth over religion now.
Yeah. See, I'm still nervous about Carson because I think he's still an authoritarian. He would like the government to force you to do stuff or stop you, and the Democrats do that too in their own way.
Well, and the latest one of the things I saw recently was that he apparently says that if he'd be elected, he would actually intensify the war on drugs.
See, that for me is a non-starter right there. That's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just stupid, right? And you can't fix stupid. Even though he's an MD, there's some areas where he is stupid, and that is one of them. I will say it. And you may love Ben Carson. Don't hate me. You know, don't hate the messenger. I'm just saying, is that you think intensifying the war on drugs is a good idea? We'll see if we can reach out to the Trump family. You know, see if we can talk to Donald or someone representing his campaign. I'm more interested than ever in what he's doing.
We'll make
doing.
It happen. We'll make it happen.
Make hey, it so, number
show.
One. Make it so.
The show.
Yeah? Okay. Hey, I did it. I'm still awake. Not anymore. All right. Tomorrow, Outside the Box with who? Ty Bollinger and other surprise guests. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.